Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra, the podcast series sponsored by the Orthodox Union hosted at OU.org, in which in each podcast we examine one of the aliyot of the current week's parasha. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and it has been my honor to study Parashat Vayikra with you using this wonderful technology, the most modern of technologies, to study the most ancient and hallowed of texts. And we begin our final podcast, the seventh Aliyah in Parashat Vayikra, in Perek Hei Pasuk Yod Aleph, chapter 5, verse 11. And we are in the middle of the sliding scale of the Chatat, which is known as Korban Olev Yored, in which a person's expiation offering is given based on their own wealth. We began with the Chatat Kvua and then moved that parallel, which is a female goat or a female lamb, and then, if he can't afford that, the birds. And then we pick up and now we take us back to the mincha. If he can't afford the birds, then he brings 1/10 of an ephah of solet, of fine flour lechatat. But as opposed to the menachot that we saw in the second parak, which is the voluntary menachot, lo yasim aleha shemen v'lo yiten aleha levona ki chatati. Since it's a sin offering, it isn't adorned, so there is no oil and there is no frankincense. And what does he do? Ve'viya el hakohen ve'hekamatz hakohen v'mera melo kumso, and then the kohen takes full kometz of his three fingers, et az karata, again, a commemoration of it. V'hiktir ha-mizbecha al ishe Adonai chatati. And again, it's a chatat. V'chiper ala b'kohen l'chatato asher chata me'achat me'elu v'nislachom v'hayta l'kohen kamincha. And this is an expiation for him. In the meantime, it is to the kohen like a regular mincha, meaning a mincha, which means a gift. And we read about in Perek Bet where the kohanim eat all of it except for the azkara. Same thing happens here. Now we have a new diber for the third new section, and it's a small section. Vayidaber Adonai Moshe l'mor, nefesh kitim omal. If a person trespasses, v'chata v'shgaga mikodshei Adonai, but inadvertently sinned by taking from the sancta, the holy things that belong to God, meaning that he used or benefited from kodshim without knowing they were kodshim. He had some coins in his house that he didn't know that they were the Hekdesh coins, and he used them for something as an example. What does he do? And this is the first time we hear about a ram as an offering. He brings a ram, again tamim, and by the way, throughout our parsha, we've seen the word tamim in all but one context, and that is the context of the birds, because there is a zachrut be'ofot ve'in tamut be'ofot, as the Gemara says. There is a law of male or female, but there is no law of tamim. However, it can't have a broken leg or missing leg, a mechusar eiver, or a missing leg. In any case, ayel tamim natzon berkacha kesef shkalim b'shekel hakodesh la'asham. It has to have this particular value. V'tasher chatam min hakodesh yishalem. Plus, he has to pay for what he stole or used. V'chamishito yosef alav, and he has to add a fifth. It's important to note that throughout the Torah, whenever we talk about a fifth, whether it's in Pidyon Masasheni or Mi'ila, which is here, it means a fifth in the aggregate, which means that let's say he used $100, he has to pay $125. The $25, which is really a fourth, is the fine. And so in the aggregate, the 125 of it, one-fifth, 25, is the fine. Yosef alav natano tol kohen, it goes to the kohen, meaning the kohen who is doing his korban. And the kohen will then affect kapara. And now we have a subset of this. This is a new level of not knowing. Up until now, the chatat was always brought when somebody was unaware when they did something and later found out. Now, a person violated, and it's the same set of laws that we saw in Perek Dalet. However, he still doesn't know whether he did it. Meaning, this is what's called an asham talui, an asham that is brought because he doesn't know if he violated a chatat. And the classic example is, he had two pieces of meat in front of him, he thought they were both kosher, he ate one, And he found out, and the other one got disposed of, and he found out that one of them was Chalev, one of them was Shuman. If it was Chalev, and he had done it intentionally, Bechav Karet. If it was Chalev, the Chalev, for instance, that we read about in Perek Gimel, that's prohibited, and he had eaten it inadvertently, he'd be Chayav HaChatat. But now he doesn't know whether he even violated it at all. That's called an Asham Talui. Asham Hu, Asham Asham Ladunai. So that identifies both him and the offering. Now, Vaydaber Adonai El Moshe Lemor, and this is the last parsha of Seder Vayikra. Nefesh Ki Tachata, and this sounds like the beginning of our parak, with a specific crime. Ma'alam Ma'al Badonai. Now, what's this trespass? V'chichesh Ba'amito, he lied or denied a debt to his fellow, v'fikadon, whether it's a bail, something he's holding for him, or b'tsumit yad, something that he has taken from him, or v'gazel, or he's stolen, or ashakat amito, some oppression, meaning he owes him money. Or matza aveda, or he found an aveda, v'chicheshba, and he lied and said, I didn't find it, and he really does, is holding it. V'nishba al-shakim, and he took an oath, and he lied under oath. Al-achad mikol asher sa adam lachto bahena, any one of these, meaning, you don't have to do all of them to be guilty. Any one of them gets you, is a guilt. What happens when he sins? And at this point, obviously, he admits to it, or he's found out. The first thing is he has to return the stolen item. Or the money that's owed, or literally the oppression that he's oppressed, meaning that he owes money to a worker or that he's gouging somebody. O eta pikadona shafkarito, or the bail that he's been asked to watch, o eta aveda shematzah the aveda. O mikol ashei shaval avshaker, whatever it is that he lied about, he has to return v'shilam oto b'rosho, meaning he has to pay its value, meaning either give it back or pay its value. V'chamishi tav yosef alav, he has to pay a fine of a fifth, again like we explained earlier. L'asher hulo yinenu b'yom hashvato, unlike mi'ilo, where you pay it to the kohen, here you pay it to the guy who from who of who you were trying to take it from. Again, the same korban asham. This is called asham gezelot. Before we had asham mi'ilot, this is asham gezelot. There are several other ashamot that are mentioned later in Vayikra. Asham shifcha harufa, asham nazir, asham mitzora, asham nazir, which is in Bamidbar. Ayel tami minatzon, again a ram. The Kohen will provide expiation from any of these things that he has been guilty of. So the last category that we find in our parsha, in our Seder, is what we call Asham Gezelot, when somebody has stolen or owes money to someone and lies under oath about that debt and later either admits it or is found out. He has to bring this korban, he has to pay the amount, and he has to pay the fine, and the fine, of course, goes to the one who he was trying to cheat. So what we have seen, just to summarize, in our Seder, and as I mentioned a couple of podcasts ago, this is Torah Tamivim, as the Ramban says. These are the laws of people bringing the korban. As we turn the page to Parshat Tzav, which one of my colleagues will, I'm sure, more than capably handle in this forum, Parshat Tzav is Torah HaKohanim, or HaMakrivim. Those who officiate the Kohanim and how they are supposed to do the Korban. And so there's a mirror between the first two-thirds of Tzav and Parshat Vayikra. But in Parshat Vayikra, we saw in the first chapter, the second chapter, and the third chapter, Torat HaNedava, Parshat HaNedava, all of the voluntary offerings. Perek Aleph was the Olah, which was the herd, the flock, or the birds. Perek Bet was all the menachot, the grain offerings. Perek Gimel was the shlamim, which was from the herd, the sheep, and goats presented separately. And at the end, we had the isur of chelev and dam. Then Perek Dalet began at the second diber, v'yidaber Adonai Moshe Lemor, and that was Parshat HaChova. And from there till the end of the Seder was all about chataot of different types. We started with the general chatat, which is brought for a crime which, if done deliberately, you would be chayav karet. So if done inadvertently, you bring a chatat. We first dealt with a kohen gadol, then with the edah, or the zikneh edah, which is masachet horayot, basically, and then with the nasi, and then a regular person, and then in perek hay, we dealt with specific crimes that, including shvuat ha'idut, including tumat mikdash, which would then, and including Shvuat Bitui, which then have the Chatat Yolav Yored, Koran Olav Yored, where there's a sliding scale. After that, we saw the issue of Me'ilah, followed by Asham Talui, followed by Asham Gezelot, and that took us to the end of the Seder. It has been a delight to study with you this week, and I hope that our sessions, our roughly 10-minute sessions each day, have given you an opportunity to understand the Parsha better, to appreciate it better, and to enjoy Kriyat HaTorah to the fullest. See you next time. In the meantime, regards, shalom, and Shabbat shalom.